Sunday, February the 23rd. This morning we went to church at a charming little Episcopal church called St. Paul's in the Desert, which is as new and modernistic as all of Palm Springs. When I say little, I almost have to take it back when I remember what a long, long stream of communicants kept walking on up to the altar as we took communion. I just wonder if there was a crowd outside that kept on siphoning in. And sure enough, when we did get outside, there was a sizable crowd and a good deal of handshaking and just chatting as we walked through it. We returned to the lovely residence to have lunch with Anne and Lloyd Hann, the Otis Chandlers, the Al Caseys, and Mary Lasca, who had been staying close by in La Quinta and who had driven over at my request to talk about some of our projects, and Jack Valenti. We sat around the pool in the bright sunshine and had a Bloody Mary. Anne and Lloyd, so wholesome and handsome, are fitting in beautifully into this lush California society. Although it's so rich, I don't know whether we'll ever be able to lure them back to Texas. The Chandlers are of very hidebound Republicans, and I doubt that we can do anything more than blunt the edge of the sword with which they attack us. But they're certainly an attractive couple to spend an hour with. We asked the Taubmans, who own this lovely house that's been made available to us these 3 days, to come over and have a little goodbye visit with us. And I had a chance to express to them how delightful it's been. He told me that the word Taub means dove in Israeli, and I remembered seeing a picture in the front hall, I think it's a Picasso, I don't know whether print or original, that has a dove in the middle. We left at about 3 o'clock, going around the familiar bend in the road for the last time, where there's always a group of people gathered. This time there were, and we waved and said goodbye to them and on all hands. And then we got in Air Force One and left for Washington. And on the flight back, I think is the first time I ever had a chance to really break through the dignity and reserve of Mrs. Rusk. She showed me a letter from her father, who was writing about the group of 12 old friends, his, who had gotten together once a month for dinner and philosophical conversation for a long, long time. And it was such a humorous, delightful letter, and I could see the family feeling that went on between Virginia and all of those in her family. So I felt like I had finally approached knowing her. We arrived at the White House lawn in the helicopter to be greeted by him and her, jerking wildly at their chains and climbing right up onto us, muddy feet and all. And then upstairs to the second floor to be greeted by Linda Bird with a flashlight. But such is the feeling between Lyndon and Linda that this didn't annoy him, this emphasis on his turn off the lights program. They just laughed together. It was especially nice to have had the 3 or 4 days with Tony and Matiana, and so like them to have chosen to take the bus back, a long, long ride to Phoenix, spend the night, and then we were going to catch the jet on into Albuquerque the next morning. Tony always loves to savor the country he is in, and for that, a bus trip is much better than a jet trip.